Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah who showers upon us countless blessings at every moment of our life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A warm greeting and peace to all of you, dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this episode, and also assalam and a showing of our respect to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. You are listening to Islamic Upbringing, where we try to mention and tackle and address a lot of questions that you guys as parents might have with regards to your children. And specifically, we've been talking about teens. And the expert of our program for the past few programs have been Sayyid Salman Naghawi, who is a faculty member of Islamic Studies in Al-Mustafa International University. Let me say salam to him, and then we'll go to the topic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for accepting our invitation. So we've been talking about one crucial and like basic and fundamental issue, which is parenting styles. Previously, I've heard like there's helicopter parenting style, authoritative, authoritarian, but you've merged all of them in two styles, which is transformational and transactional. Somehow, transactional parenting involves helicopter parenting and authoritarian parenting. Now, in this episode, we would like to delve deep into the topic of transformational parenting and not transactional parenting, which we've already discussed. What points do we have to know? What are the qualities of transformational parents?
Yes, thank you. So we were talking about transactional parenting and transformational parenting. The problem with the transactional parenting was the child, which is brought up within in a constricted environment, he becomes submissive and he doesn't have an independent thought process. He doesn't make decisions based on his own understanding. He can't exercise his own judgment. He becomes dependent on his parents all the time. And when they're not there anymore, not there for him, then he always has a difficult situation to face in society.
Is it true that like parents who lack confidence and they haven't been seen in their like childhood and teenagehood, that they desire a lot of attention? This is how they try to prove that, hey, I'm your parent and I exist. You have to listen to me.
It's possible. It is basically because of our own deficiencies, the things that we lacked in our childhood and in our upbringing, the situations that we faced, and then again our parents faced, and then again. So it's a continuous thing. Unfortunately, we have to break that cycle somewhere. We need to take care. And now we need to do it even more, because today, as you said before in the previous discussions, that the world is moving at a greater pace. We need our children to adapt to the changing environment. The need for that was not felt 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when we were growing up. It wasn't the same. Today, technology is outpacing everything. Values, ideology, principles, everything is being trampled upon.
Mm-hmm.
The pace of technological advancement is so great that you think of a bullet train and it's going at full speed and heading to a collision. It's heading towards a collision, and this is what we're being faced with.
That's totally right. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. Sayed was just mentioning the fact that we as parents are faced with the very quick speed and pace of information and changes of doctrines and ideas. And you know, everything is fluid these days. Your gender could be fluid, your personality could be fluid, nothing. I mean, you don't have any firm ground, any basis, any foundation that you could lay your feet upon and say, okay, I'm from here, I'm going to start doing this. There's always constant questioning of what is right and what is wrong. And the social media and, you know, the media itself is always bombarding you with the idea, questioning your beliefs, your lifestyle. So as a parent, you have a very difficult and strict responsibility these days. What should we do?
I'd like to indulge a little bit more into this point. It's a philosophical issue nowadays. One of the basic problems that we're facing in today's society as a whole, parents or otherwise, even scholars of leaders, of religious leaders, those who want to take the society towards divinity, towards godliness, they're facing a great challenge today. When I say the pace of technology, science and technology is outpacing everything, values are being trampled upon, principles, there are no more, the questions are coming. The problem with this is that we have brought science at par with the Quran and religion. We're always saying science is doing this. What does religion say about that?
Exactly.
It should be the other way around. What does religion say about what should we be doing in science and technology? What does religion, what does our values say? The problem even with many scholars, they think when we write a book or we write an article, religion and science, that's saying that religion is, science is at par with religion.
Yeah.
And this is a very basic philosophical issue which needs to be addressed, not in this session, but it is of a grave importance. So we need to, but we are faced with the reality. One of the problem is in transactional leadership or parenting, we're just, you know, we're sitting, as I said, on the bullet train. We have a myopic vision, we have a tunnel vision, and we're just being taken along without any control of our own. And we're going into for that collision. We need to create independent children who can adapt to this environment based on the principles and values that Islam wants to instill in them.
I think we need to raise and educate parents who know what exactly is right and wrong, and who know their value system.
Of course, of course.
I mean, when you were talking, every adult, let alone teenagers and children, they are faced with to be or not to be, to be a woman or to be a man. The questions are always, you know, swimming around in their minds.
So because it's possible to change your gender so easily today.
Everything is possible.
So now, because it's possible, so it's within the realm of possibility, so therefore it can be done, it should be done. So, I mean, the problem, as I said, of course, science and technology is something we should realize the fact that it is something which God has created for us.
Right.
We need to harness the universe. God has created the universe for human beings.
Right.
For them to harness it.
Right.
And Allah Almighty says, I've created the universe for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ. But I have created you for myself. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So we need to make our children realize, firstly, ourselves. There's a dichotomy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There are certain things which we say we need to teach our children to be religious because we want their hereafter to be guaranteed. And we need to say, oh, study science and technology, you need to make your world. But Islam says this world is for the sake of the hereafter.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. Sayyid mentioned a very popular concern and issue that is going on in today's society, and that is that parents are so concerned about the material well-being of their children. This takes me to the hadith of the Noble Prophet that he said, I am so unhappy and discontent with the fathers of the end of time. And they said, because of unbelieving fathers? He said, no, believing fathers who don't care about the hereafter, about the eternal life of their children, and only engage their children in materialistic issues. And the other point, we say that we have to build this world. There are certain laws, material laws, but we seem to forget the root of all these regulations, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is what modernity took us to. It cut the root of divinity on the face of earth, and everything else started to float in the air. When you have no roots, you can go anywhere, right? So this is an issue that I think parents need to, you know, they have to have a very sound belief system of what, how the world is functioning these days, how different doctrines and isms are taking them to different uncertain aims and worlds that they're making.
Yes, very rightly said. So you have said, hit the nail on the head. Exactly, that is the problem. We need to take care of this fact that, look, today, even as a religious scholar, a scholar of Islam, we are concerned with the fact that people should be praying and, you know, just divinity is limited and confined to the mosque.
Exactly. Secularism.
That is the dichotomy which we are, or ourselves are enforcing in society, because we want to maintain our hegemony of some of the space in this world. So we need to create something which we say we are concerned with this. No, as leaders of, we consider ourselves leaders of society, leading mankind towards Allah Almighty. The connection with divinity has to be established in all realms of life, not just in the mosque, not just in the Husseiniya, not just in a fasting or on the, in the. That is one aspect of religion. That's not all. So we, as parents, as educators, as leaders, need to look at Islam in a comprehensive way. Science and technology should be at the service of mankind, for the sake of mankind, to establish the rule of Allah Almighty in this world, to develop this world in a way that will lead to the dignity of mankind. All the time, mankind should be engaged in remembering Allah. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, for the sake of Ridwanullah. That is where, whether it is managing our family, managing worldly affairs, economic affairs, political affairs, everything should be for that sake.
Yeah.
So this leadership role has to come into our children, and we need to become good guides and mentors and role models for them.
Exactly.
That is the most difficult part.
Of being a parent.
So it's not a very easy thing.
No, it's the most difficult task, I think. So just to wrap up today's program, listening to the words of Sayyid, it took me to where modernism has taken us and led us to. A world where all our concern is about science and technology, a world deprived of God. And I think one of the reasons that people these days feel very lonely is because in the Islamic monotheistic perspective, every single individual is within a network, all, you know, with the head or with the peak of having the, you know, the divine power. But now you're just little individuals floating in the air aimlessly just for, you know, this world. Thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget to write us an email if you have any questions at englishradio@irib.ir. And wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdu lillahi rabbil alameen.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is time.